The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. 3 minutes past nine this Wednesday morning, the 28th of August, 2019. We're here till 10 o'clock. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan at rte.ie. What have we got for you today? Plenty. You know, all the kids going back to school, which is lovely, and spotting them and enjoying themselves, hopefully, and settling in nicely. But I do want to say hello to one girl going back to school, because she's on her way back every, or on her way to school every morning in Abu Dhabi. Of all the places. And her dad, Peter, emailed in to say, your biggest little fan in the Middle East, Aoife May Roddy, is back to school on Thursday morning. That's tomorrow, obviously. And we listen to the previous day's podcast every morning on our way to school, Amity International. Could you wish her well in year two? Yes, we can. And she'll be in Miss Catherine's class, her third year, with Muntur Os Aaron. At least the accent will be kept some bit in check. For the child in the international school. A lot of kids who go to international schools sometimes come back with kind of American accents, don't they, mostly? Rather than British accents. But we wish her well. Wish you well. Aoife May Roddy in school. Lots of Irish people over there in Abu Dhabi and listening to us around the world. So welcome. Welcome one. Welcome all. I got some lovely information yesterday. I mentioned in passing the news piece about how a lot of parents are struggling with the bills going back to school. And I said in passing, as I say, that the Vincent de Paul are a year-round concern. And if you had it within your means to maybe go on to svp.ie and donate a fiver, a tenner, or if you have loads of means and you can do a lot more, do it. It'd be a lovely thing to do if you can. And I got word back from the Vincent de Paul yesterday by chance to say that they got a massive response from you listening. And I just thought, what a lovely bunch. What a great bunch. Like, I often like to think that we're in a club here, a very, very non-exclusive club, but just like-minded souls who want to do a lot of the same things, go to a lot of the same places, read a lot of the same things, watch the same things on TV and movies and so on. But that generosity was acknowledged and appreciated by our friends in the Vincent de Paul, which is just absolutely gorgeous. They generally do things that I think are phenomenal for people of all backgrounds, strangely, because we've talked to people who might have fallen on hard times, got the help, a bit of a struggle for them to ask, but when they got it, they were grateful, and then got back up on their feet and then gave back again. So it's a really good domino effect. It's a lovely cycle. So, as I say, thank you from us and from the Vincent de Paul. It's really, really lovely to hear that they were heartened by the response from you, which I think is gorgeous. Now, what else have we got for you? Sweltering temperatures. This is an odd one. From the London Underground. Were you ever in the London Underground in August, around the time of the Notting Hill Festival? Did you ever try to squeeze into... Good God, it's not pretty. And down and down and down and down into the bowels of the earth. I mean, the tube system is fascinating. As if you think about how they dug it and created it. I mean, it is probably mostly by Irish people. It is intriguing. And it's utterly incomprehensible. Like, you'd want a PhD, I think, in different class of maths to kind of quite understand how it all works. Why just get on it? In fact, even the maps, I couldn't read it. And then what happened? The app, the tube app came along. Where are you now? I'm here. Where are you going? There. Then turn left, walk, get on, get off, turn left, go up 5,000 stairs and go into the sunlight. Like, it's great. That's all right. Anyway, back to the sweltering temperatures from London and the Underground. We'll soon be keeping homes warm in the winter months in a new project to harness its heat. Warmth from the tube's northern line will be piped into hundreds of homes and businesses as part of a revolutionary heating system in Islington. And the search for alternative sources of renewable heat gained pace after the British government's pledge to ban gas-fired boilers from new-build homes from 2025. So the plan for North London is one of a growing number across the UK to warm homes using waste heat from factories and power plants and rivers and disused mine shafts. So the Tube Project, as it's called, could pave the way for district heating schemes across London to warm homes with cheap, low-carbon heat from underground lines. I think it sounds like a good idea, but I hope the heat isn't muggy and manky and sweaty and full of dead skin and people's lives blowing into your home going, God bless the carbon-free emissions, but did I just spot somebody's fingernail? Anyway, that's what they're going to do, and it's going to work. I'm just being sceptical and cynical, but I suspect they're on the right path, which is great news. Equally in London, they've got something else. You know, we go to the airport, and this one of the most irritating things, one of the greatest things that ever happened to the Irish tourism business was security checks at airports, because who would want to go to an airport? It's so irritating. All that waiting and queuing and little bags and not a bag, and is it a clear bag and can I have a zip in it? And now you can only have one little bag, but what if you've got loads of little? It goes on. And it's relentless. It really makes travel in through airports tedious and tiresome. So in London, the ban on liquids over 100 millilitres, this is the little, for people going through airport security, is going to be lifted because of new scanning technology. This is good news, especially if it comes over here. We must get on to our friends in Dublin Airport and see, are they going to do the same thing? Passengers will be allowed to keep water bottles, yes, and creams in their hand luggage as they pass through security thanks to new 3D scanners. And all major UK airports will be required to have the equipment, so there's no excuse. And this would all allow passengers to keep laptops and liquids in the bags without having to remove them for checks. This is a welcome relief of a story. The plans will cut down on the use of plastic bags, bonus, in airports, as passengers will no longer be required to display their toiletries in them before being allowed through security. So Heathrow Airport, they're currently trialling the new technology, and then they hope to have them in new airports across Britain at least by 2022, which isn't that far away. And this all started in 2006. This is the liquids in, it was kind of post 9/11, wasn't it? And everyone was completely concerned, naturally, about all of that. So here's hoping that that'll take the pain out of travel. But then we have other guilt then with the carbon footprint, but I'm not going to get into that now. That's for another day. And keeping it on that sense of renewing and renewables, renting clothes. This is going to be replacing fast fashion. So fast fashion is, you know, how much was that? 5 quid. Oh, it's really nice. But people are now saying, how much is that? 5 quid. Yeah, but you know what? You're going to wear it once, maybe twice, and then it's in the bin. And that's to me, that's fast fashion, I think. And renting clothes is going to replace that, according to the founder of a new business. And she said that millennials are turning their backs on throwaway items, the cheap, easy to buy stuff that you wonder in your heart, who made it and for how much were they paid? But that's another day. Now, her name is Victoria Poo, and she launched her website, Her, to the public this year. And this allows customers to rent what are called IT dresses. These are they usually retail at maybe about €200 and upwards. And these could only be fashionable for one season. So rather than buy them, throw them out, you rent them. Rent 300,000 tons of clothing ends up in household bins every year, with around 80% of that incinerated, 20% sent to landfill. So this is the issue. And they're trying to extend the life of the clothes you own as the best way to reduce your fashion footprint. Good Lord. Renting is a great way to be sustainable. We're told it's a driving force of community and business. So instead of buying new clothes, consumers should have a high-quality capsule wardrobe. This is all vocabulary we should be familiarising ourselves with. And rent statement pieces, because that is the more sustainable way to be. And that certainly is the word from the back of my car among the millennials who know stuff, that sustainable fashion is the answer to the problem for their age group, and it's pretty impressive. Okay, elsewhere, Ed Sheeran is taking a long break from music. He reckons about 18 months, so just so you know. Someone else thinks they saw Steve Jobs in Egypt and are convinced it's him, and now they're set the conspiracy theorists / people with too much time on their hands busy thinking Steve Jobs is alive. God help us. Viola Davis is going to play Michelle Obama in a series on the first ladies of American, of the White House. Others include Betty Ford and Eleanor Roosevelt. They reckon that the first ladies make oftentimes as much important, as many important decisions as the president himself, due to their influence, and that does not surprise me for a moment. Also elsewhere, they wanted to celebrate Enid Blyton's 50 years since she died in Britain, but they put a halt on that because they decided that she is now a racist, sexist, homophobe, and not a very well-regarded writer. It was a 50p coin to say congratulations. She has educated so many millions of people down through the years with her books, and now it's all dismissed because she was out of step. That's for another conversation, and we've talked about it a few times. It says actually kind of becoming a little boring, but in their wisdom, they have decided that's what's happening there. Great British Bake Off started, and they have 13 contestants. The average age is 31, so they've gone all millennial. But the point they were making that piece was that most of them have resorted to using recipes from their mothers and grandmothers, and that's the right way to do it because they got it right. And don't we all have little cooking books with the little bits and pieces of paper in them from suggested recipes? The one we have in our house would be the porter cake. My mother, sister, and on down, it's just absolutely delicious, and only they can make it. I couldn't even eat it in the shop or in a package, so that's good. Now, although I have got a little fall in love with this other cake, they do it, which is the raspberry coconut covered sponge cake from Avoca, is pretty damn good. We'll take that. Coffee cake from Butler's Pantry also gets into the top three, as does the Swiss roll from Country Bake. They are the top three cakes in currently going in my head. Happy to mention all of those. And quick check-in on a fella from Love Island. Doesn't really matter that he was in Love Island. Fact of the matter is that he was at a party. He was in Ibiza. The champagne was popping. The cork went into his eye and his right eye split in half. God help him. Kaz. Flying champagne cork takes his eye out. This is not uncommon, it seems. So just be aware, if you're doing that, be careful. Now, what are we off to? Music. Yeah, we'll take some music. The text 51551 is open for business this Wednesday morning at 9:14. It's good to have you with us.